This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Robert Wallace, or It's Donkey Boy, as you may know him online, has been sharing his journey learning the Irish language. He's been inspiring people across Ireland with his posts, videos and tips about learning Gaeilge and showing that the language can bring people together across communities. He joins me now as we celebrate Seachtain na Gaeilge. Robert, welcome to the show, Fall Chat. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got started with Irish in the first place and what drew you to it?
As a child, it was never something I was involved in or I knew about. Coming from a Protestant background in the North, we're not often exposed to the Irish language. It's not part of our schooling or part of sort of anything around me. I did always know of the Irish language. I did think it was like an ancient language that all our townlands were named after, but it was not something that I knew it was something people spoke in the modern era. I didn't know it was something you could go and learn. And sort of as I got older, I did start to know that other people spoke it. But again, I thought it was only reserved for the Gaeltachts. But then what drew me to it was I was over in Edinburgh for an agricultural conference and I fell in with a bunch of Welsh guys and over half of them were all fluent in Welsh. And I was just fascinated by them chatting away to each other in Welsh, then to me in English, then back into Welsh again. But what I was most envious of, we all had to do like presentations on the stage. And this was an international conference with people from all over the world, many different languages. English was the universal one we were all speaking in, which was fair enough. But what I admired was the Welsh ones would get up, they'd introduce themselves in Welsh, then in English, do their whole presentation in English for the benefit of everybody, and then sign off in Welsh again. And I was jealous, to sort of cut it, I was so jealous. And chatting to them afterwards, they did know of Irish, they knew Irish existed, and it was sort of the discussion of, well, why don't you speak it? I was like, oh, and I was making excuses. It was like, oh, well, no, it's not really something, it's controversial at home. It's not something we're sort of brought up with where I'm from. And the more I sort of said that, the more I went, that is actually ridiculous that there's an entire language there and I'm telling you I can't speak it, yet I know I could go into it. So I came home and the next conference, it wasn't 2 years, it's 6 months away now. And I was like, I want to know enough Irish that I can do the same, that I can go and do presentations, I can talk to them, I can introduce myself in Irish and then in English and be proud of a language from my own home and from my own identity. And so I came home and the first how I wanted to try and make myself accountable was I wanted to record videos for TikTok. I was already doing videos for my donkey farm and I wanted a way of being able to encourage, sort of chat to other people who are maybe within the Irish language sphere. But again, coming from my background and the job that I'm in, I wasn't likely that I was going to be able to go and speak to a lot of people in it. So I thought, well, if I record a video every day talking about my day, what I'm going to do, what I'm having for breakfast, talking about the animals, things that I'm interested in, well, maybe that'll keep me accountable, that I'll try and use it every day. And very, very quickly, well, first of all, it took me 3 days to post my first video because I was so nervous. I was near worried sick. I was so worried, first of all, worried about what the reception would be from the Irish-speaking community. Would I have been accepted? Was I allowed to speak it? I didn't want to tread on anybody's toes. And then again, from my own community, I was worried about being ostracized in my own town, about what the reception would be from people we've known for a long time, who I know are maybe not as favorable towards the Irish language. So I posted the video and I reviewed every single comment that came in and I have to say they were all positive. They were all so encouraging. Everyone was bringing me into it. Really, really positive and really, really lovely. And I thought, well, okay, this is actually a goer. And so I started using it every single day. My donkey farm account very quickly got saturated with Irish that I went, I need to start a separate account here because the people who started following for the donkeys are now only getting Irish language. So I set up my own separate account for that and I've used it to encourage other people to talk about my experience to learn Irish and to throw in the words. Like, I'm not a mentor, I'm not Leifa, I don't think I'm entitled enough to teach people, but I am happy to talk about what I'm learning and through my experience and what's helped me. Yeah. And it's been such a positive journey overall.
And now you're chatting to me about it on the radio. So there you go. It's like,
yeah, the media opportunities are phenomenal. I'm going to be on TG Cahir in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Fair play, in fairness. And to touch on something you said there, I didn't realise this being from the west of Ireland, that I don't think it ever really even registered in my brain that Irish typically wasn't taught in a Protestant school. But obviously now it's started to be introduced.
Mm-hmm. It's a funny thing. My first event I went to through Irish was yoga and it was in Dublin and I met nearly everybody was from the south and I was sort of the token northerner explaining why I don't have it and why it wasn't in school. The majority of people at least have learned it in school as a subject and then lost it and are now trying to re-find it again or restart it. And I'm going, yeah, but it wasn't even an option. Oh, were you exempt? No, it just was not an option in my school or in my upbringing. And it's something that is definitely changing. I was only in a college yesterday, secondary school. It's an integrated college in Ballymena. And the reason I was brought up was to talk about Irish and my journey as a Protestant coming into the Irish language and how it is a language for everybody. It is a language of the island, regardless of your faith or your identity. It has always been spoken. As long as the Protestants have been in the island, they've spoken it. And just trying to re-educate and remind people of that. And so I had 186 first years talking to them about my experiences. I brought my dog, who I've trained through Irish, and they were all having to go at telling him to see sheets and give them a slappa. And I also brought my donkeys as well. And chatting to the principal afterwards, it was about, he's English, and he was so pleased to be bringing the Irish language. This was the first year that they have brought Irish in for the first years. And there's been a very, very small kickback from some of the parents, and their excuse being, oh, well, we're Protestant. So, well, there you go, have a token Protestant to come up and tell you as well, he speaks it. But the principal just loved it. It's about making it not a thing, not a big controversial thing. It is just something to enjoy and to enrich your own identity.
You are definitely someone that's showing that Irish can cross all those cultural and religious divides that we do still have in this country, for sure. Has learning the language changed the way that you see your community or Ireland even as a whole?
Absolutely. I think knowing three dialects, I think having Ulster Irish is a really lovely thing, because it is quite unique to the other two. But when as learning it, I'm learning my entire homeland's language and the specific dialect that we spoke, and some of the wee things that I'm finding, even how I speak in English and my own native County Down accent does lend itself to the Ulster dialect. Like even down to something simple, like the word, like the surname Power, like P-O-W-E-R, everyone else says Power. They mostly have two syllables, but where I'm from, we would just say Par, nearly like it's one syllable. And I was thinking about whenever you learn the word for book, most of the southern dialects, you would say lower, you would have a two-syllable word. We would say lower, a single-syllable word. And I find it interesting that my own accent, and regardless of the church my ancestors went to, we all have that dialect. We have an accent that is built for the Irish language, for the dialect of where we live and we grew up in. The how I viewed Ireland is, it's, I don't know, in some ways it's become smaller because it also feels more accessible now. I'm chatting to people from Cork and Galway and Dublin and Wexford and Wicklow and Leitrim and Limerick and everywhere. And suddenly we all have the people I'm talking to are talking about the Irish language. They're talking about their experiences or them speaking it. And it is just enriching it and making us all the more connected. And it has just been such a wonderful, wonderful experience. I'm getting people come to the farm, just organically coming to the farm, and they might have seen that I do a bit of Irish on TikTok. And they're coming in and they're saying Judas, and they're saying Gromagat, and they're saying Slan. And they might ask me something and then I'll respond. And then they're like, oh, no, that's as far as I know. But they're feeling safe enough and comfortable enough to come up here to visit my home and to talk in Irish or use the couple of fuckle that they have. And it has just been such a wonderful thing to be able to make that, possible.
That is so relatable when people are like, no, wait, hang on, that's as much as I know. But as we all say, yeah, it's better to have a few words and to do as much as you can and to keep expanding on that for sure. Yeah. What about your donkeys? Do we think they're bilingual? Do they know English and Irish now?
Because a big part of how I learn is how we learn English as children is babbling. You, as a child, you're not sat down in the high chair and told, right, you're going to go through all the conjugations of this verb and you're going to learn all the ways to say this. In English, we just say, I want to run. I am taking this. I want, I need. And the cat is running and the dog is sitting. You just learn through watching and observing and just mouthing out loud. And yeah, if you get the grammar wrong or you say a word incorrectly, your parents or whoever will correct you and give you the right term, and that's how you learn. And that's how I very much have been learning. I did do a 6-week course in Irish ages ago, but it was just the basics of Giadis, Gias Meredis, Kajay Martati, Tommy Gamai. But actually making my own sentences has been through me just constantly. I never let the tab drop on my phone as fuckler.ie, and just constantly looking up words and what the example sentences are, and then popping in the stuff that I need and makes it relatable to me. But talking to the dog, I got the dog at Havku, and I got him about a month after I sort of committed to start learning. And I thought, well, what better way than to teach him Irish? And so he was already trained in English. He is now fully bilingual. But having someone to babble to and practice with has been amazing. And not just him, the donkeys as well. The donkeys are now also responding to both Getcha for come here and fan and stay. They're learning the same terms that the dog are using, because if I'm chatting to the dog and I'm with the donkeys anyway, it's just as easy to stay in Irish than it would be to go back into English and out again. So definitely the donkeys are being exposed to it a lot. We have a pop-up guild hub here once a month. So more and more people are coming to the farm and chatting to them, going like, oh, aren't you cute? The donkeys are starting to learn to hear more and more of the words. So definitely I think the animals are all starting to pick up the Irish words too.
What are some of your favourite like online resources or even social media accounts or things like that that you would use to really help define your own proficiency in the Irish language?
Yeah, I think a big important thing is immersion, throwing yourself into being exposed to Irish all the time through your TV, your radio, through conversations. But TikTok, I will spend a lot of time doom scrolling. I may as well be doing that in Irish. And so I have a whole host of Irish language accounts that I'm following. And like a lot of them are big names. But what I love is, as I said, everything's so accessible and everyone's so encouraging that the big names in TikTok we're friends on TikTok and we'll comment on each other's stuff and they encourage. I love Cúin de Burca. I love his stuff. He is not, I wouldn't say like an educational account where he is structuring everything to help you learn and give you phrases. He is just talking about his life in Dublin. He is a bit of a fashionista. He will do a Festus on Lay. He will talk about sort of Shanuckle, and he'll use them in his normal life and he'll make jokes. He makes skits in Irish. And just having a normal account that I would follow in English but through Irish is really, really beneficial. Then the likes of Sean Malafada and Laura Pakenham, both of them are putting out educational content. They're giving you phrases and terminology. They're explaining things. I love Laura for explaining grammar in a really simple, accessible way that doesn't get too bogged down. I don't like classroom kind of stuff. I don't like being sort of talked down to and told this is what you're going to learn. I like being given real life examples. But also, she is open. If she makes a mistake, she is not going to go, oh well, just ignore that, as if she's perfect. I love that fluent people are also going, I made a mistake there, I spelt that wrong, I forgot the fada here. But you know what, in English we don't police everybody all the time.
Yeah, that's
and I think that just makes it really, really a breath of fresh air. And then for actual learning, Fuckler.ie and Changlung.ie are, I never close the tab. It is constantly, if I'm going, oh, what's that? Let's look up the word. I had thunder and lightning a couple of days ago, and I thought, I'm going to look up the word for thunder and lightning, and then looking it up, and then seeing all the exact sentences of how it's used, and then doing a video going, well, these are the two words I learned today. That's something I just love to do. And then TG Cahir, I will usually try and watch at least one sort of 30-minute program every couple of days. I watched Kasu and Kyol, so like a twist on music. And they got two musicians from two different genres to play each other's songs in their own style. So there was like a bluesy traditional artist from Gwydor, and then a Leitrim band that do like funk. Funk techno dance, and they swapped each other's songs, and just seeing them interact with each other in Irish and doing normal stuff was just really, really lovely.
It's that
so
type
I think
of
it needs to be taken outside of the classroom.
Yes, that's it, exactly. It needs to be brought into your daily life. And as you said, we do not police everyone when they're speaking Osbeirle, their grammar, that's just necessarily. So it should be, as long as you're making a solid effort and you are willing to learn as much as you can, it should be the same for Gaeilge. Before I let you go, if you could give a piece of encouragement to someone who might be listening to you this evening thinking, I would love to do what you're doing. I wasn't either good at Irish in school, or maybe I wasn't brought up with the Irish language like you were, what would be your advice to them getting started?
That's a hard thing, because I've been very, very touched. I've had a lot of comments saying, you've inspired me to start learning Irish. I'm trying to use a couple of Focal at home. I'm now teaching my dog Irish. And I've actually had a lot of parents from the kids I met yesterday at the college saying, my son's come home so excited to start speaking it and start like actually trying. And I often get asked, well, how do you go about starting? I don't know what to tell you. For me, it was making myself accountable that I couldn't just quietly sit in my room and just copy an app and just sort of regurgitate phrases that I'm listening to. I needed to talk about things that I'm interested in. So talking about the kitchen, talking about the weather, talking about random stuff is not for me. I want to talk about my donkeys. I want to talk about my farm. I want to talk about my job. I want to talk about the things that I'm interested in, so that I start to digest how to make those sentences and how to understand that. And I think to get started, talk about what you're interested in. Talk about the things you want to talk about. And if that is your family, if that is your job, if that's your pet, that's where to start. Not just with the use these couple of phrases.
Well, Robert, I really appreciate you weighing in on this evening for Seachtain na Gaeilge, Éireann Radio's group chat, Gura Míle. Robert Wallace there, or as you may know him on TikTok, it's Donkey Boy. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Good evening, Maggie. Slán.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On iRadio.